two more parts on this, some might call it a distasteful topic of sex with the devil. I'm going to give you two more witnesses here, two more writers besides myself who see this truth. And really, the way to really understand this and to get this in you and understand what's at stake, understand the danger, is repetition. I got two more parts on this topic, and then I will move on to another topic. In the meantime, look at this guy. Look what I got for a Christmas present. This is a fellow member of the body of Christ. This is Fritz Peterson. He was a pitcher with the New York Yankees back in the era of Mickey Mantle, Whitey Ford, Joe DiMaggio. That's right, Jolting Joe. He's a subscriber. He listens to the show every day. This is him, New York Yankee pitcher. He has the distinction of having the lowest ERA in Yankee Stadium history, Fritz Peterson. He says down here, to Z, he likes to call me Z, my spiritual advisor, your friend Fritz Peterson, number 19 New York Yankees. Lowest ERA in the old Yankees Stadium. This guy pitched with the big boys. He himself was a big boy. So just wanted to introduce you to a fellow member of the body of Christ and a subscriber and a viewer of this video. Now, I'm going to read a passage from The Unveiling of Jesus Christ, a book by A.E. Nock. Just when you might think that I'm overdoing it a little bit in convicting Christianity of worshiping demons while they think they're worshiping God, listen to this. And he's commentating, and I'm going to have to go to this passage, on Revelation chapter 9. And I'm going to go there after I read this opening paragraph. Here we have the judgment due the nations for their departure from God. The first and foremost charge against them is the worship of demons and idols. Hence this, the last judgment before the kingdom comes, deals with the religion of the nations and destroys it. I have warned you about this for 4 years now, that there is coming wholesale destruction like the days of Noah. And God is going to wipe out human politics and human religion. This is the shock, human religion. Because how long is God going to put up with this? We are in an era of grace. There is a window of, to use the human term, opportunity. It's called the era of the grace of God, but this era will come to a close. I constantly remind you, all humanity will be saved in the end. We're not talking any kind of opportunity here that gets one saved or goes to hell for eternity. Salvation is not a matter of opportunity. Eternal salvation, not a matter of opportunity. But what I'm talking about here and what A.E. Nock is talking about is aeonian life. That's the topic of Scripture. That's what Jesus talked about. That's what Paul talks about. They all talked about aeonian life, life that endures for the upcoming eons. And there is a great judgment coming. This window of grace will close, and God will simply be using different methods to bring the nations to an understanding of who He is. Right now, it's a great time. It's an acceptable era, as Paul says, for salvation, for aeonian salvation. But many of the nations, including, I'll include Christianity in this. They're talking about God, they're talking about Christ, but many of the nations besides the religious people think that God is asleep. They think that God has gone away and is not coming back. And it's like when your mom goes away when you're a kid, and your mom and dad are away, then, you know, the mice will play. So you think you can get away with a bunch of stuff. Well, in fact, humanity has gotten away with everything in the end because God's the savior of all humanity. But we have the glorious reality in our lives that we don't come into judgment, but the world will come into judgment to wake them up to the presence of God. Before I continue with Enoch, quote, here is the passage he is commenting on, Revelation chapter 9. In those days, humans will be seeking death, and under no circumstances shall they be finding it. They will be yearning to die, and death is fleeing from them. This is the scourge of the locust, which will come for 5 months. This judgment, the bowls and the thunders of Revelation are, I believe, near. Yes, I mean, I am thinking that within 2.5 years, this is going to start. Not in earnest. That's the beginning of the 7-year period, the last 3.5 of which these judgments come down. It's close, I believe, and I've given you all the reasons why. If you need refreshed on that, go to my own Revelation series at my website and look up the final years of Millennium 6. The locusts are like horses made ready for battle, on their heads, as it were, wreaths like gold, their faces are, as it were, human faces, and they had hair as the hair of women. And their teeth are as if they were lions' teeth, and they had cuirasses, as it were, cuirasses of iron. Looks like it, seems like it. And the sound of their wings is as a sound of many chariot horses racing into battle, and they have tails like scorpions and stings, and their license is to injure humanity for 5 months with their tails. They have a king over them, the messenger of the submerged chaos. His Hebrew name is Abaddon, and in the Greek he has the name Apollyon, which means, in the Greek, destroyer. This is real, as I've told you. This is real, and it's coming to earth soon. This is why I'm heralding the evangel. This is why yesterday I took the opportunity to put forth the word. And I hope that you take yesterday's video called God Has Left the Building and send it to everybody you know. Put it on social media. Be bold. Be brave. It takes shock treatment sometimes. One of my friends says recently, I don't know if I can send these sex with the devil videos out. They're kind of rough. I don't think my friends are ready for this. When are they going to be ready? The tribulation is coming soon, a few years. That's it. Possibly two. Shock treatment is needed here, I believe. I believe shock treatment is needed. If milder methods don't work, shock treatment. And I'm using the example of Paul and Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ tore the Pharisees up in the presence of the people so that the people would be shocked and would follow Jesus Christ. That's why I've always said exposure and rebuke are the harbingers of great revivals of truth. It's called shock therapy. And when this era of grace ends, we're going to see big time shock therapy. It's called the tribulation. But these locusts are nothing because compared to what's coming after that. One woe passed by, lo, coming are two woes after these. Then the sixth messenger trumpets, and I hear one voice out of the horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth messenger who has the trumpet, loose the four messengers who are bound at the great river Euphrates. You can find the river Euphrates on a map today. It is in the area of Iraq. And there are four messengers right now bound at the great river Euphrates, preparing for this. Loosed were the four messengers made ready for the hour, the day, and the month, and the year. God is exact with his timetables, and that they should be killing. This is what these four messengers unleash, a horde of 200 million supernatural cavalry. They're supernatural horsemen. They're not real people on horses. It's a supernatural thing that nobody's ever seen before. And the number of the troops of cavalry was 200 millions. I hear their number, says John in Revelation 9:16. And thus I perceive the horses in the vision. And he talks about their warfare, their armor. Their mouths are issuing fire, fumes, and sulfur. By these calamities were killed a third of humanity. This is what A. Enoch is commenting on. The license of the horses and in their mouths is in their tails. And the rest of humanity who are not killed in these calamities repent not of the acts of their hands, that they will not be worshiping the demons and idols. They are worshiping humanity at this time. And it's going on now. And it will reach an apex. Are worshiping demons and idols. And that is what I've been talking to you about all this week with the series, the little mini-series here, Sex with the Devil. It's idol worship and it's demon worship. And God is not going to take it anymore. And he's going to clear the table. And he's going to destroy human religion. This is why I told you that, and some of you are now, you're getting it. You're getting how real this is. I've told you that some of the people you know today will be killed during the tribulation. This is why you need to get Paul's gospel to them. Paul's gospel is the ark, is our rescue out of the coming indignation. Buy more copies of my book. God knows I've done everything I can to get The First Idiot in Heaven out there, because that's information, vital information for aeonian life. Unless you want to go through the tribulation, or unless you want your loved ones to go through the tribulation, it's going to be terrible. And people will be killed. Religious people will be killed. Millions of people will be killed. Hundreds of millions. A third of humanity will be killed. This isn't me, this is scripture. I know it's tough scripture. Martin, I thought you believed in the salvation of all. I do. People die every day, don't they? Does that mean they're not saved? This is wholesale, purposeful, God-directed death. It's not eternal torment. It's death. It's not eternal torment. Whatever I'm telling you, as fearful as this sounds, it's nothing compared to the false teaching of eternal torment. Now, now we see the context of what A. Enoch is commenting on. Remember, the book of Revelation is divided into two sections. The political section called the throne section, and the religious sections called the altar, the temple section. Because the two things you're not supposed to talk about at parties, religion and politics, that's all the book of Revelation is about. And God is going to destroy human religion, all four religions, beginning with Christianity. Destroy it. And you can't destroy a religion without destroying the people who are worshiping the idols. The people I've been telling you about, Pastor Dave and company, common people, the people you know will die. As far as I know, I'm the only one saying this. I'm the only one sounding the trumpet. I know it sounds funny because I'm also a guy teaching the salvation of all and the grace of God. Is God not still gracious? Yes, he is still gracious, but this is a part of the process of bringing all this to completion. It's 7 years out of what, 6,000? Okay, it's intense. Here we have the judgment due the nations for their departure from God. The first and foremost charge against them is the worship of demons and idols. Hence this, the last judgment before the kingdom comes. This is the last judgment before the kingdom comes. It's swift, but it's brutal. But it's not without its... Brutal is not a good word. It's swift. The torment of the locusts is agonizing. But the death from the 200 million cavalry is quick. People are killed by noxious fumes of sulfur. Yes, I take this literally because it is literal. Otherwise, we're making it. Otherwise, we're reading scripture and making it up as we go. No, I believe the word of God, allowing for figures of speech. What's 200 million a figure of speech for? What does that represent? It represents 200 million. This is real, and it's literal. It is grave error, continuing with A. Enoch now from the unveiling of Jesus Christ, it is grave error to suppose that the only superhuman religion is that given by God. The religions of the nations are not of human origin. This is what I have been telling you. The religions of the nations are not of human origin. Let's name them. Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, and Christianity. These religions are not of human origin. Comparatively few of humanity do not worship demons. Few don't worship demons. Under some form or another, the mass of humanity bow down to demons instead of giving God the glory which is his due. We give God glory for being the sovereign of the universe, for sending his son to save humanity from sin and death, which he did, which will be seen in the fullness of times. But this section of Revelation, that fullness of time has not come yet. And this is a way station on the route of the salvation of all. But we're not there yet, are we? No. The salvation of all happens at the consummation of the eons. That's a few thousand years away. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000 years from now. In the meantime, this is important. The second woe comes on them because as demon worshippers, they are guilty of murder and enchantment and prostitution and theft. The coloring of the context assures us that these are considered as the accompaniments of religion, a part of the ritual, sins sanctified and sacred. There are only four great religions in the world: Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, and Christianity. For each, there is a messenger of destruction being prepared. Even now, the four messengers bound at the great river Euphrates have been prepared by God for the destruction of four religions. Four messengers, four religions. Is that a coincidence? It is not. A third of humanity killed. Who are they? They are the demon worshipers that are, and it will be shown in that day that they have been worshiping demons the whole time. Demons that have stealed the name of God and Christ, as I have said to you. For each religion, there is a messenger of destruction being prepared. The doom of each has been decreed. It's been decreed. It has already been stated. It has already been destined by God. Those messengers are bound right now at the river Euphrates. It has been decreed. The human religions will be wiped out. Not by gradual reformation, but by instant judgment, instant killing. They're going to be destroyed. This is going to make World War II look like play soldiers. It's going to make the Black Plague look like a minor inconvenience. The doom of each religion, the doom of each religion has been decreed and only waits the destined moment. The sixth messenger will loose the four messengers, and they will rid the earth of all its Christless Christianity and godless religions. Did you hear that? Christless Christianity. Did you hear that? Christless Christianity. The world will be rid of Christless Christianity. I thought they heralded Christ. It's a different Jesus. It's another Christ. It's a failure Christ. It's a wannabe savior. The savior of Christianity did not save anyone at the cross. Zero. None. The 6 hours of suffering did not save a single person. Because as we know, Christianity says that final decision, that final part of that salvation is up to you. That is Christless. And it's finally going to be wiped out. I'm trying to get people out of the boat. I'm like a 911 guy, seriously. I'm like the guy, I'm on the Titanic. He's like, get out of the boat now, get out now. Remember when the third plane on 9/11 was destined for the U.S. Capitol building and people were running through the Capitol telling everybody to run, get out, run, get out. That's me. I'm saying run, get out. And yet people are loitering there and they're becoming somebody in that they're actually trying to become someone in this system that's doomed to destruction. And you can only do so much. You say, get out, and then you yourself have to get the hell out. I've been the hell out for 30 years, 35, 40, who knows? I don't know. I've been out. But there are many people still in. Before this time, the members of the body of Christ will have been received up in glory. That's right. We will be gone before this happens. Because thanks be to God, he has given us the faith to worship the true Christ and the true God. Not caricatures of them. Not loser versions of them. The true ones. And we worship them. By the grace of God, we escape this. And right now, anybody can believe Paul's gospel, but they have to come out of the false teachings of Christianity, the teachings of demons. They have to be, they have to unhand them. But they won't do that if they think they're perfectly fine. This is why my shock therapy, shock treatment, comes in. It's, they think it's perfectly fine to hold on to eternal torment. In fact, I've had people tell me, well, if you're wrong, Zender, you're in big trouble. You're teaching the salvation of all. If you're wrong, ho-ho, you're in big trouble. Really? If I'm wrong, what am I going to do? Apologize to God? I'm sorry. I thought the cross was better than it was. I thought Jesus was a more sufficient Savior than he turned out to be. My bad. I thought you were greater, more loving. Yeah. What about you, friend? What about you? You think it's safe holding on to the doctrine of eternal torment? This is what you're going to have to say to Christ. I didn't think it was that great. I thought that, you know, the cross didn't work. I thought that salvation wasn't up to Christ ultimately, but it was up to human beings. Yeah, is that bad? Should I not have believed that? No, you shouldn't have believed that. You're going to get wiped out if you still believe that when the tribulation starts. I almost want to say if you're lucky, you'll die before that happens. You know, you're going to die when it happens. Before this time, members of the body of Christ will have been received up into glory, but that event will by no means be the end of Christendom. This is an amazing statement. And in other articles A.E. Nock wrote, see, I don't think he even believes what he's saying here. Listen to this. Because A.E. Nock, in another place, teaches that anybody who names the name of Christ, anybody who has a metal fish applique on their car will be in the snatching away. No. It has nothing to do with one's profession. It has to do with what one believes. What one believes is critical because the demons focus on doctrines, on teachings. There's right teachings and wrong teachings. And I'm a bad guy for saying that's a wrong teaching. That's wrong. Oh, who do you think you are? Who do I think I am? I'm believing Scripture. I'm just a guy, again, in a car in an alley in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Oh, that event, that is a snatching away, will by no means be the end of Christendom. How could that be? For one thing, we are not Christians. For another thing, not everyone who professes Christ is of Christ. No, professing Christ doesn't mean anything. The name of Christ is powerful, yes, but there, remember, that name of Christ has been stolen, has been hijacked by demons, and they have clothed a murderous teaching, eternal torment, human free will. They have clothed that with the name of Christ and God. I know I've been repeating this all week. There's a reason I'm doing it. Repetition is necessary. One of these things is going to get through. I'm going to get on to another topic. I got one more part on this. Then I promise I'll move on to another topic. I know it's rough. It's not easy on me either. Christianity has its messenger waiting to unleash his horrid host upon the heads of the apostate church. I'm going to read that paragraph again. Then I'm going to let you go. Okay, listen to this. Before this time, that is the time of these judgments, the time of this wholesale killing, before this time, the members of the body of Christ will have been received up into glory. That's right, we're snatched away before this. But that event, the snatching away, will by no means be the end of Christendom. I would just say Christianity. It won't be the end of Christianity because, as I've told you, there are so few members of the body of Christ who believe Paul's teaching, so few who believe the true Christ and the true God. Few. If there's 5,000, I'm shocked. I'd be shocked if there were 5,000 alive today. Christianity has its messenger bound to the river Euphrates as I speak, waiting for the day and the hour to unleash his horrid host upon the heads of the apostate church.